The scripture this morning is from the book of Ephesians, chapter 1, verses 11 through 23. In Christ we have obtained an inheritance, having been destined according to the purpose of Him who accomplishes all things according to His counsel and will, so that we, who were the first to set our hope on Christ, might live for the praise of His glory. In Him you also, when you had heard the word of truth, the gospel of your salvation, and had believed in Him, were marked with the seal of the promised Holy Spirit. This is the pledge of our inheritance toward redemption as God's own people, to the praise of His glory. I have heard of your faith in the Lord Jesus and love toward all the saints, and for this reason I do not cease to give thanks for you as I remember you in my prayers. I pray that the God of our Lord Jesus Christ, the Father of glory, may give you a spirit of wisdom and revelation as you come to know Him, so that with the eyes of your heart enlightened, you may know what is the hope to which He has called you, what are the riches of His glorious inheritance among the saints, and what is the immeasurable greatness of His power for us who believe, according to the working of His great power. God put His power to work in Christ when He raised Him from the dead and seated Him at His right hand in the heavenly places, far above all rule and authority and power and dominion, and above every name that is named, not only in this age, but also in the age to come. And He has put all things under His feet and has made Him the head over all things for the church, which is His body, the fullness of Him who fills all in all. The word of God for the people of God.
Thanks be to God.
This last February, I got to stand on a mountain overlooking a valley, and in the distance, at the very far end of the valley, was the mountains and the plains of Gilboa, where the stories of King David and King Saul were played out. Then over across one shoulder, I could look, and I could see Mount Carmel, the mountain where Elijah was said to have called down fire from heaven. And then if I looked across the valley in a different spot, I could just barely, across the expanse of the field between us, see the cliff face where it's traditionally believed that the residents of his hometown took Jesus to throw him off of cliff following the start of his public ministry. And standing upon that hill and seeing the stories that I had been raised on and I had learned and been told by others that had gone before me, played out in front of me, was such an amazing moment. But in that moment as well, as I stood on top of this hill, I become struck with my place in the story. Because the name of that valley is Megiddo, or as some would come to know it in the book of Revelation, Armageddon. And it all plays out at the foothills of this one particular hill, this fortress that was built along a trade route that follows through that valley. And that trade route's called the Via Maris, the way of the sea. And at the base of that fortress and those foothills along that trade route, armies and wars and civilizations had settled and fought. from Egyptians to Canaanites to Philistines to Israelites to the British in World War I, had come and had settled or fought right there in that one spot. And the hill that we found ourselves on was a unique type of hill. It was a man-made hill, a tell, is what they're called. And how a tell forms is that a civilization builds a city or a fortress in a particular spot. And whether through war or time, that city is demolished and it's leveled. And someone else comes behind them and builds on top of that. And eventually, as time passes, that city is leveled. And somebody comes and builds on top of that. And over time, layer by layer by layer, the hill gets taller and taller. And as I was sitting there, looking down the face of this hill across this valley to all the stories that had occurred on this valley and the prophecy of the stories that are to come in this valley, it struck me of my place that I was simply the next layer on this hill. That there will come a time where that gift shop and museum will be leveled and something else will be built on top. That I was simply just a part of the story of what had happened in that valley. And I think it struck me most in that moment, more than any other place that I've ever visited, how much bigger faith is than me. How much of a story that I am written into and tied into as one who follows after this way of God. The ones that had come before me. And now we find ourselves as those who have inherited the hope that has been passed on to us. That we are part of a people that have gone on long before we can even imagine and will extend for all of eternity. A hope that never ends. And we, the saints that are still here, are inheritors of that hope and still called to do that difficult work of helping to save the world. And everything that I get distracted by, that I get frustrated or disappointed by, is simply the dust that the saints that come after me will walk upon. Because the one thing that remains is the life of God that is instilled and passed on through each one of us to another. On this All Saints Sunday, we give honor and reflection to the saints that have passed on. The legacy of people that in our lives told us stories about faith and taught us the first moments and feelings of joy and hope and trust and laid a foundation, a layer that we build upon and we exist upon. And even in that moment, as John wrote the book of Revelations, that piece of earth that he wrote about probably sees humanity at its worst. And yet, he saw the hope of all mankind to come, surrounded in the community of saints, of eternal life. That we exist in a difficult space right now. We exist in a world where hope is more often extinguished than it is nurtured, where joy is more elusive than we would like for it to be. And even in the space, even in the shadow of the valley of the shadow of death, even in the most difficult space, in that valley that I looked upon, layer by layer, people came and built upon a hill and built upon the legacy of those that went before them. And they turned what was a valley of the shadow of death into a hill in which we're invited to become the light of the world. And so we stand upon a hill of faith, an inheritance of hope, in the light of the saints that have gone on before us, to then take that light and that hope out into the world and give it to another, for those that will come after us, and continue telling the greatest story that has ever been told. In Paul's words to the Ephesians, I find such hope, the joy that has been passed on to us. I pray that the God of our Lord Jesus Christ, the Father of glory, may give you a spirit of wisdom and revelation as you come to know him, so that with the eyes of your heart enlightened, you may know what is the hope to which he has called you, and what are the riches of his glorious inheritance among the saints, and what is the immeasurable greatness of his power for us who believe, according to the working of his great power. We work in the legacy of those who have gone on before us. In the light of the saints, those who have inherited and have displayed for us the fullness of the life that is to come, because we caught glimpses of it in this lifetime. And they now rest from their work, having inherited the true eternal life of God. And as the book of Hebrews says, as we are surrounded by so great a cloud of witnesses, they still encourage us. Their lessons still rest with us, waiting to be passed on. For we, the saints, whose work still continues. Amen. Will you pray with me? Almighty and precious God, we do give you thanks. But most of all, Lord, because we are part of a story. A story that started from the very first moments of creation, and a story that will end in all of creation being redeemed by you. A story of eternal life, of hope. And because we have inherited that hope from the saints that have gone on before us, allow us to be those who pass on the hope to those who are to come. That your love and your story may continue. But Lord, most of all, that we might be the saints in the work that is to continue now. That we might have your presence, your blessing, and the encouragement of the saints that have gone on before. As we pray this all in Jesus' name, amen.